The other interesting thing to me, of course, it's published by City Lights Book, which for most of you are probably too young to know, but that was the bookstore, it still is, in San Francisco publisher that first published the first edition of Allen Ginsberg's poem, Howl, that great poem. So there you go. But Heidi, my last question to you, we may have more, has to do with the chapter of hope. You know, this book gives an incredible overview, and Lewis Lapham, who former editor of Harper's, wrote this beautiful paragraph describing the book. Heidi Boghossian shows the hydra-headed data banks to be targeting all sectors of American society. School children, the mothers of school children, church congregations, credit card members, and Facebook friends. Everybody and anybody at work or play with tracking devices, otherwise known as cell phones. That's Lewis's. My sort of last question for Heidi, although we can go on and on about this, has to do with the Hope chapter. And that comes toward the end, although each chapter talks about heroic people, from the bike chapter in New York and Critical Mass. Each one talks about those willing to take on the surveillance and undemocratic state. But this one's called Troublemakers Bring Us to Our Senses.
No. That was the Occupy chapter.
Well, that's hopeful.
It was, but Custodians of Democracy is the
Hope
chapter.
It's true. Good groups here.
Good groups,
but there's
right.
two. I would say 13 and 14 give it to us, because the Occupy chapter it talks a lot about. And then Custodians of Democracy. So tell us how you see the hope for the future here, Heidi.
I was particularly struck by a few examples of children, as I mentioned earlier, were asked to scan their palms in order to get into the school cafeteria for lunch. I thought that was astonishing.
That's really.
And one,
that is astonishing. At a lunch they're anticipating getting.
One girl and her family took it to court. And you know how difficult that is, especially for a young kid who then faces peer pressure. But there was also a story of people in a California town whose mayor had approved, I think, the use of a drone. And they said, no, we don't want this. It's unacceptable. And they fought it. And he, you know, he rescinded that. So no drones in one municipality in California. It's sometimes so easy for us to lose sight of how embedded technology is in everything that we do. And we're reliant on it. And it makes life, as the inventors of the internet had hoped, more open to, I think, creativity, imagination, and linkages. On the other hand, as with all technology, it can be used by the government and corporations and others for insidious purposes. And I think we've seen too much a shift in that direction, and we need to really try to bring back communities of people talking to one another and not relying so much on technology when it's used for those restrictive purposes. And the shroud of secrecy that we see the Obama administration really engaging in terms of classifying more documents, cracking down on the press, criminalizing certain internet behaviors is not what the creators of the internet and others envisioned. And I think we really have to share human stories to replace the corporate narrative and the status quo that so much this corporate government state wants us to abide by and stifle us and really cripple our First Amendment and Fourth Amendment protections. So I list several individuals and groups. A group in Boston that fights for children's rights and against advertisers, and many others regarding free press and people who are inventing new technologies to try to protect us. So I thought those were all stories of hope and inspiration, and we need to focus more on the human-to-human interactions rather than rely on the government and corporations.
Yeah, as Martin Luther King said, there's such a thing as too late. And this book is an inspiration to start fighting back. It's called Spying on Democracy, Government Surveillance, Corporate Power, and Public Resistance by Heidi Boghossian.
Heidi, again, thank you for this powerful book. It really gives the best overview I know of what's happened, not just since 9/11, but the roots of the spying apparatus in the United States, because they don't want democracy, real democracy here. So thank you, Heidi Boghossian, for writing this really fine book.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you.